If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life.
So I just did something significantly different to start my week. I actually, I saw a statistic in a book that I was reading that those who write down their goals every week and focus on one thing and then send those goals to mentors, teachers, family, friends, everyone essentially, are 76.7% more likely to accomplish those goals. So what I did was I typed out my one big thing. So this is what I'm gonna start doing every week. I typed out my one big thing, and my one big thing was making sure I created or I found the first paying customer on GoMahi.com. Then the second thing I did, I put the required steps in order for me to accomplish my one big thing. And step one is actually completing the GoMahi.com demo site. So that involves completing the UX and UI of how it works pages, the UX UI of the company challenge page. Step two is creating customizable email templates. So what I mean by that is in the email, I wanna make sure there's a story, there's a problem, there's a solution, and then I address the decision maker. So in a sense, the story's gonna stay the same. The problem's gonna stay relatively the same. The solution, GoMahi.com, will be the same. The decision maker will completely change. And actually, when I think about it, the problem will actually be highly customizable to that company, because I will actually do some research into what they're struggling with and find out if GoMahi.com is a good fit for that. Step three to get to my one big thing is I'm gonna send an email. So I'm gonna send an email to a small, medium, and large company, and I'm gonna focus on three industries: the marketing agency industry, the retail store industry, and the recruiting agency. So that means I'm gonna send 9 emails this week, and I wanna have a 33% conversion rate when the market average is 8%. So I'm very confident that we can do things a little bit differently, in a sense that I'm hoping that we get very good conversion rates so I can hurry up and get this thing done in a week, because this is a big goal in a week. So step four, to accomplish our first sale, I'm gonna need to set up 3 meetings, I'd assume by Thursday, and I'm hoping my sales pitch is good enough and I'm able to touch up on my whole sales skills. And then step five, I wanna complete our first sale by Friday or Saturday. So that's big. That's essentially what I'm focused on this week. That's my one big thing. Like, I'm gonna wake up in the morning, and when I get into the office, I'm gonna try to accomplish one of those steps every morning. But then on top of that, this email, I'm setting it up in a way where I also put all my weekly side projects in there, because I want people to still hold me accountable for my side projects. And these side projects include a Master to Start podcast. I need to find somebody to actually be on the show, and I need to record one. I need to do the Pocket Thoughts podcast. I need to be a part of that episode. I need to create an ePayer.com landing page. That's a company that I'm a managing partner on. I need to complete our data dumps for our Educating Entrepreneurs course that we're creating. And so I need to essentially create a data dump on, when you start a company, how do you fund and how do you make sure you do your own personal money management so you can do it? And the second thing I need to do a data dump on is discovering your vision. So the idea of, do you have a large vision that you focus on or a small vision, and how do you define your vision? The fifth thing that I really need to do this week is I need to meet with our web developers, and we need to have our bi-weekly update and make sure we're all on the same page. And we just brought on a new developer Friday, which is awesome. So bringing them on board, we just need to see how the team's doing, make sure everything's hunky-dory. I also need to make sure I meet with my interns twice this week, because once a week has not been working. I need them to do a little more. I need them to focus a little more. I need them to put in a little more effort. Therefore, that requires me to add more structure and be there more. Seventh thing of the week, I need to launch 5 Bobby Mason audio experiences. I haven't been doing amazing. Actually, I've been doing okay the last couple weeks. I've been giving you like 4 or 5. But I make these, and I just haven't been putting in the time to actually upload them and put them together. So I need to do that. Eighth thing, I need to post one piece of content. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Insta? Yeah, I need to do it for all 4 of them this week. And that also is time, because it's not really even the content as much as writing the context. Like, I believe the actual text that you put in with any of your posts is really, really, really important. So, and the 9th thing that I need to get done, I need to actually create 7 pieces of content for our partner company, The Commons, because I'm gonna try to take over their marketing efforts, because the last marketing woman was, I mean, she was trying. It was just a little below average because she didn't really understand what industry it was and what we were trying to do here. So I guess I'm trying to take on another project, which is absurd. So I sent this email out to friends and family, so that's very comfortable. But I also sent it out to mentors that I haven't talked to in the last year. And these are guys that run $500 million to $1 billion companies. So sorry, guys. Then I also sent it to some of my teachers that used to rip me, because I knew they'd be honest and they give me honest feedback on if I'm doing things right or wrong. And I'm gonna give them updates every week, which is nerve-wracking because I just looked at my schedule, or I just looked at my email, and I didn't realize that I am actually a main judge at something called the Delta, I don't know, some entrepreneurship business competition at the Hyatt in Minneapolis. I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna have to start there every day at 7:30. 7:30 Friday morning to 5 o'clock Tuesday evening. So I'm gonna have to try to figure out where to find the time in between that, because I'm not excited to send everyone follow-up emails that say I don't get everything done. So that's thrilling. That is thrilling. It's a lot to think about on a Monday morning. And I could just buckle down. I really could. But I'm not necessarily going to just spend all my time here, because number one, I want to be more balanced so I can be more focused. So for example, tonight my wife and I will take my lovely grandma out to dinner, and I'm going to be done at 6. So that's also a little absurd. So we're gonna have to figure out how to get it all done, which means I need to do better at efficiently managing my time and efficiently completing projects in the best way possible. So that's gonna be a fun little adventure this week, and we're all gonna go through it together. So here's the honest to goodness truth. It's 12 o'clock and I haven't started working on my one big thing yet. I have been primarily focused on lining up guests for the podcast, because it is Monday and I don't have a guest yet for the Master of the Star podcast. So I am putting in that time to make sure we just line up a bunch of them and we get it over with. And not over with, because I'm super excited for it, but really get them done and connect with any person that had presented any type of interest in the past. So I'm hoping someone will come through, and maybe I could get 4 or 5 done this week, which really wasn't in the plan, but if I could get 4 or 5 done this week, it'd be awesome. because it would be pretty sweet not having to worry about lining up a guest for the next 5 weeks. Like, just stay focused on what is most important, like the one big thing. So I'm working on my one big thing right now. I'm about to eat lunch and then I'm gonna sit down and work on designing those emails for people that I'm gonna send out. It's gonna be a cold email, so I gotta think of how to do it differently so I get the response I need to get. So, crazy. Good freaking news for all of you and me. It is now pushing 6 o'clock. And we did get some people to join the podcast. Actually, to be exact, we got like 7 guests, and we got some sweet guests. We got CEOs of the largest architecture firms in the country. We have top attorneys, super lawyers, as they like to be called, a couple of 40 under 40s, doctors that created, I don't know, staples that disappear like in every other surgery in the world. It's insane. We're pumped. We're getting amped. Woo! We also got some youngsters on the show. We're gonna have a youngster that created a company, $0 to $1 million in revenue before they went to college, and then raised $3 million, and then became a part of Techstars, and even at a young age of, I don't even know how old he is, maybe 25, 26. He's already investing in companies. Lucky him. Jealous. So, got that done today. Even though it wasn't a part of my one big thing, it is nice to get that off of the list. On top of that, today was the day, and trust me, you guys are listening to these podcasts already, but today is the day that I published 12 podcasts for all of you. And I know they're not perfect, and that's the thing. They don't need to be perfect. But I do add a little bit of music. So you can give me props there. I add a little bit of music for you. I put it all together. And I've created all these little snippets for you to enjoy my day and hopefully pick something up from it. So today, I actually spent an hour or two making sure I put those together for you. So you're welcome. Third thing is, I just released a bunch of content and you guys saw it because this podcast is being published about a week or two later than when I actually made it. So I created a bunch of animated videos that you saw a couple weeks ago, and I'm starting to see how people interact with it. And the engagement is significantly lower than me throwing my face on things. And sadly for me, because I didn't think people actually like watching me, I think I'm gonna have to make another pivot and try making a bunch of content that involves me talking into a camera or doing other weird things into a camera. So I tried the animated videos. They took me a long time to create. I thought the content was solid, and I was hoping since it was more like high fidelity content, people would interact with it more, but they just didn't. And I'm gonna just have to keep testing. Because legitimately my goal with my personal social media, and I know I'm all over the place right now, but I'm posting no matter what every day on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, every day. And then I like to have something post on my podcast network every day, at least during the week. So what I'm trying to do is, with my personal social media, I'm trying to do something for 3 weeks straight, look at the data, and even if the data was solid, sorry, I just got a text message, because here's the thing, I know this is a random tangent, sorry, pause. It's because I'm trying to figure out how to do here, I'll touch on it in 1 second. Back to the social media. The reason why I'm posting every single day is I'm testing it for 3 weeks at a time. And once I get comfortable with how people are interacting with it, I'm changing it completely. Even if it's working, I'm changing it completely. So the reason is because I don't want to get comfortable. And I want to see if I can fit or find that one thing that kind of goes viral. I'm not trying to become a viral sensation, but I'm just trying to see what works. And being able to experiment with my own personal social media will allow me to do it with our company social media. So I'm excited for that. The reason why I had that big pause is because I'm trying to work on balance, and I'm trying actually to see my friends every once in a while. But like normal, I convinced them to drive towards me to hit up a quick dinner, and I already pushed them aside because I'm a jerk. I had the opportunity to schedule one of my podcasts Thursday night, and I jumped on it because I needed to meet with this guy because he was too interesting, and my friends are willing to forgive me. And they know who I am. Luckily, they're self-aware enough to know how I work, and they know that they mean the most to me, but I need to jump on opportunities that I have right now because, well, in the startup world, you never know when you're gonna have them again. And you can't miss out on them. So thank you to my buddies for giving me the opportunity to change their plans constantly. And I'm lucky they still get to love me. So surround yourself with people that are understanding. Do it. Post content. Do it. Make a podcast. Do it. It's all so simple. Just get her done.